News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The European Council and the European Parliament have agreed to maintain free cabin luggage and financial compensation for delayed flights under the bloc's air passenger rights rules after more than a decade of negotiations. Owen Curry, editor of TravelExtra.ie, is with us. Owen, can we start with the bit that I've been confused about since I first read this? There's new rules that say that the airlines will have to originally sell you a ticket that includes a bag, but you don't have to take that ticket, you can just have the cheaper one. Is that it?
Oh, Anton, it's the aviation equivalent of the square peg in the round hole. This issue has just been fudged. Everyone has agreed that you get one bag on board. It's your handbag or your laptop bag. It sits on these underneath the seat. What airlines, almost all of them, people start to mention Ryanair here. They started the trend, but almost everyone else followed. Yeah, you charge for your 10k. Trolley bag is how it's defined in the legislation. They've said you can bring a free trolley bag on board, but, and here's the rider, the airline decides how big that bag can be. So we're really not any further down the line on baggage. And I suspect that baggage was fudged to get so much of the other legislation through because, as you say, 13 years of talking, discussion, dialogue, big standoff in the last 3 months and 22 years since EU 261 was first brought in. It worked very, very well. It improved passenger rights, but it's certainly out of date.
Now, go back for a minute because, I want to just make sure I understand this correctly. As I read the legislation or the proposal or the deal that has been done, if I now go to buy an airline ticket, the ticket that is sold to me on the website will say, OK, it's 56 quid. And that 56 quid includes me and my large cabin bag. But then there'll be another one on the website that gives me a cheaper fare for just me.
No unexpected charges is the phrase. And that means that they have to say when you get your headline fare and everybody looks at the headline fare, it must give you the bag. But then it gives you the option of a discount. So instead of buying the bag and then getting the add-on, as it stands, by the way, we have a long way to go before this becomes actual law. But as it stands, the first price that comes up must include your trolley
so the
bag.
Difference is, as it stands now, I buy a ticket and then they say, we'll charge you an extra 20 quid for the bag. After this legislation, I'll buy a ticket and they'll say, we'll give you 20 quid back if you don't take the bag.
Absolutely. Extra or the discount. Now, we've got to remember...
Is this not daft, Owen?
The world of aviation regulation is daft from top to bottom. There's several other issues that have arisen here, including the one that... For, you know, the extraordinary circumstances for delay, airlines can say where health and safety is an issue and aircraft equipment is an issue. That's been removed from it. So there's lots of other little bits. But you've got to remember, and this is important for listeners, this is not going to come until the very end of 2027. What we have is a compromise and a standoff between the European Parliament and the EU Commission. It's going to go back round the houses again. There'll probably be tweaks on those issues that we've both raised, and then it'll be well into 2027 before it's enacted, because the EU says we've got to allow the airlines time to update their conditions update their systems.
I know you're not responsible for
2027.
This. But what's the point?
The point, okay, let's go back to the mindset here. European Parliament wants more stuff for free for passengers. That's the sort of thing politicians say at elections. We're going to make sure you get your 10K bag on board. We're going to make sure that you get no extra charges, that when you buy a ticket, it's like the old days, it says the price and you pay the price. The airline said, hey, wait a minute, you cannot actually fit 189 10K bags on the standard Ryanair 737 or the standard Airbus 320 that Aer Lingus uses. You can only fit half that number. So it's actually physically not possible. That's the aviation equivalent of the square peg in the round hole. So what the politicians, the parliamentarians wanted was, OK, you solved that problem. And what the EU Commission said was, it's a bit more complicated than that because there are competitiveness issues here. and their consumer rights.
No, but the bit that I don't get in all this, Owen, is they're not actually changing anything. All they're doing is changing the door through which you arrive at the same destination. You will still get a cheaper ticket by not bringing a bag. I have that right. If you don't bring your wheelie bag, Ryanair will still give you a cheaper ticket. They'll just start by charging you the more expensive and reduce down rather than the other way around.
And knowing Ryanair, they'll find a way around it. You'll have the two prices up together. Here is your full bag price, and here's your without the bag price. And that's very easy done. That's just typing a code into a website. So I suspect, you know, what you've honed in there, absolutely daft, makes no sense. It's the front here price, the front line price that the parliamentarians got very concerned about. The actual real issues of EU 261 were all being delayed on issues like that.
And O'Leary, presumably,
there was a compromise.
As this begins to filter through, Michael O'Leary is going to have a publicity field day with this.
He's going to enjoy having a go at this, and he'll use all sorts of words for the legislators and the parliamentarians. And you know what? There are more members of the public who might agree with him this time. But, you know, we've seen reaction. Michael O'Leary hasn't reacted publicly yet. We've seen reaction from Willie Walsh yesterday. He's the Glasnevin-born director of IASA. He'd be the FIFA of world aviation. And he says that there's only really two changes that matter in this in terms of delays. And one of them puts the onus on airports to put in contingency plans, and the other one removes one of the conditions, changes the conditions for extraordinary circumstances. All of that small stuff is where most of the tinkering around has been, and that was the bit that was agreed on yesterday. The real problem is, you know, their headlines this morning are allowing about parents being allowed to sit with children. That's another part of what is really the core of what they're chasing down here, unexpected charges. When you've booked your ticket, getting hit with a price for something that you didn't expect to pay. And once you've taken it in that broad terms, I think you will get agreement on it. But the problem was that the small little itty-bitties were holding up major changes that needed to be done, the legislation. And we had a big compromise yesterday between the Parliament and the Commission. We have a lot to go yet. The Council of States has to go through. But as everyone listening, and you're a close follower of affairs in Brussels, two things. The Commission wear the trousers. They're the ones with the power. And the second thing is that everything moves dripping slow, to quote WBH.
Owen, thank you very much. Owen Curry, editor of travelextra.ie. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage, in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk, conversation that counts.